The outbreak is ongoing. It's in the very northeast of the country. We have cases recorded from three separate locations in the northeast of the country, and we are moving in an outbreak response team at this moment.
Do you have an idea of what caused this outbreak?
No, we can't say yet what caused this outbreak. We don't know who the index case was, and there might indeed be more than one index case because there are cases in three separate areas. Certainly, what has happened in past outbreaks is that when hunters kill infected primates for bushmeat, that is often a means by which the virus is passed from primate to human.
Three of the people who have died are health workers. Is this having an impact on the efforts to control the outbreak?
Certainly, one of the great unfortunate things about Ebola outbreaks is that at the beginning, because the symptoms are often confused for, let's say, malaria or cholera or something else even, the health workers do not take the full barrier precautions which they need. And when health workers start dying, that unfortunately gives us a sign that this disease is more serious than malaria and cholera, even though those diseases are already quite serious. So the fact that health workers died is of a definite concern. It won't necessarily mean that we can't mount a health response, but certainly any time we see people dying like that in the community, everyone becomes more concerned.
What is WHO doing to help the authorities there to contain the disease?
As I said, this is a very remote location. We have two staff members on the ground already, and additional staff members are moving in with the Ministry of Health team to the area. There are only two flights per week into the area, so it's not automatic and immediate that we can get people in. But basically, we are supporting the Ministry of Health in all areas of what would normally happen in an Ebola outbreak, and in areas such as surveillance, epidemiology, case management, infection control, public information, social mobilization.
Is there a danger of the Ebola spreading to other parts of the DR Congo?
Well, normally, we can only speak by past experience. Ebola outbreaks are normally very localized.
Now, finally, I understand there are efforts underway to establish if the outbreak in the DRC is linked to the one in Uganda.
They are definitely not linked because it's two different strains of Ebola. That was clear from the beginning. We don't need any efforts to try to distinguish the two because it's very clear from the first lab samples that these are two different outbreaks.